All right, we're about to talk to Santa. I'm nervous. Santa Claus. If you'd like to chat with Santa this morning as well, just shoot us a text at 92925. Mm-hmm. You never know. Maybe we could get you on. It's 7:01 right now. Nikki, Sam, and Andy feeling like minus 34 now with the wind chill in Montreal. So it's fitting that Santa is joining us all the way from the North Pole. Good morning, Santa.
Good morning, Nikki. And how are you, Sam and Andy?
Doing wonderful.
That's great.
Santa.
Good morning.
Listen, I know you are so busy, especially this time of year. So it means the world to us that you're taking time out to chat with us this morning.
Well, this is one of the good things Santa is doing to help people.
Okay, so Santa, this is a pretty big deal for us to have you on the line. So we were hoping that we could just ask you some questions, things maybe that have been on our minds since we've been kids.
I do not mind one tiny little bit.
Yeah, so number one, Santa, when's the last time you trimmed your beard?
I just trimmed it last week. You see, some people, I should say children, try to stay up and see Santa when he comes to the house. Well, you know, some of them do succeed, and I want to look my best.
Yeah. Oh, you mean sometimes kids actually have snuck a peek?
Oh, yes, they have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look good, feel good, Santa.
Does that get them on the naughty list?
No.
I would imagine that your reindeer are kind of like your children, Santa, and I know that we're not supposed to pick favorites, but do you have a favorite reindeer?
Actually, I do not.
Oh.
I have my favorite reindeer. All of my reindeer were born in a different country. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They are all different, which makes it easy to love every one of them.
Aww.
And it also helps Santa, you know, to travel all over the country.
True.
Because they have an idea of where we're going.
Oh, I understand. Very good.
I thought you used GPS. I didn't know the reindeer told you where to go. Okay, so Santa, you're so jolly, and we love you for that. But be honest, do you ever get cranky?
I do not get cranky. No, I don't. But what I do is I get concerned and very concerned when one of the elves come back with a report of someone being naughty.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When someone gets on the naughty list, I don't get cranky, but I get very concerned.
Oh, concerned.
Okay.
Frustrated, maybe. I like how you're very in touch with your emotions, Santa. Yeah.
Santa, speaking of the naughty and the nice list, how can we get onto the nice list? Not, you know, maybe some of us have had a rougher year than others. How can we get onto the nice list?
You have to be nice to people every day.
Mm-hmm.
You have to try to help somebody every day. You have to try to make somebody in your community smile every day. That will definitely get you on the nice list.
That's it.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, God.
Come on, Sam.
It certainly is, but it's the way to get on the nice list.
And it's a way we should live, in a way that will make us feel better every day too, right?
It is, exactly.
Hey, Sam, I'm curious to know, have you ever met the Easter Bunny?
Ooh.
Well, you know, it's very funny you asked that. Just last year, I had a call from the Easter Bunny.
No way.
He wasn't feeling very well. He asked if I could send some of my elves to help him. And I said, for sure. I would love to make sure everybody got their Easter treats.
Did they repay you with some chocolates?
Well, chocolate cookies they did.
There you go. Nice. Nice.
Actually, I was really curious about that. I can't believe I have the opportunity to ask this question to Santa right now. But Santa, doesn't your belly start to hurt? Like any indigestion from all the cookies and the milk on Christmas Eve? It's a lot of dairy, a lot of lactose.
People don't know this, but I do not always eat the cookies that are left out. I sometimes, when I get too full, I take them back to the North Pole.
Oh, now, that's nice.
This is what happens back in the North Pole. Mrs. Claus is very concerned about me. She asked my elves to sneak into my den and eat some of my cookies.
Oh, no! You must have cookies to last you the entire year if you take some home with you.
I've been asking everybody to make extra this year because of my elves sneaking in and eating my cookies.
Okay, Santa, if you could just hang on the line for 1 second. We're going to continue chatting with you coming up in about 6 minutes. Going to get into music first, though. I can't believe it's Santa. And people are melting down on our text line, too. They said their kids are losing their minds. And they got out of bed easier when they heard Santa was on the radio as well. Post Malone right now in Circles is on the Beat 92.5. Merry Christmas. Santa Claus is coming to town, and he's spending time with us this morning right here on the Beat 92.5. We're getting a lot of texts this morning from people, right?
Yeah, everyone's so excited. This text says, my 6, 4, and 3-year-old are going crazy with excitement in the car. They want Santa back on the radio. Well, you just got to wait a couple seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one says, nothing like starting the morning off with a good cry. Thank you, guys. I know. It's Santa. Thanks so much for all the texts. And we want to get at least one little person on the line with Santa right now, right? Okay, so let's try to do this. Hey, good morning.
Shut up.
Don't cry. Okay,
Tutu, come here. I'm with mommy.
Your daughter's name is Tutu. She's 6 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, can you put her on the phone? Tutu. Good morning. Hi, Tutu. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Nikki, Sam, and Andy from the Beat 92.5 that you're listening to. And guess who we have on the phone here?
Santa?
It is. You want to say hello to Santa?
Hello, Santa.
Good morning, Tutu. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I am very jolly this morning.
What would you like for Christmas this year, Tutu?
I already made a list.
Oh, you made the list, so Santa knows, okay. Of course. And Santa, did Tutu make the nice list this year?
Tutu certainly did. She was close to the very top of the nice
list. Wow. Good job, Tutu.
Nice work.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Merry Christmas, Santa. I like you really.
I like you really. Oh, my heart.
Well, thank you, Tutu. And I know that you're going to get what you really would like to have for Christmas.
Oh, Santa, thank you so much for chatting with us this
year. Really, really generous.
Santa's the best.
I'm still a little starstruck right now. Did you guys have any problems sitting on Santa's knee when you were a kid?
No, I was never one of those kids that was scared of Santa. I was always happy to see him.
I would have this anxiety. I was at a Christmas party last week and Santa came and the kids started. It was just suddenly became chaos. This one little girl, Grace, she's hilarious. 3 years old. She's just running in circles like nonstop. She's just screaming and running in circles. And I remember getting that anxiety anytime I was near Santa when I was younger too.
I always find that the plush was very comfortable sitting on them. You know, it was very comforting.
And
I was
like, he's gonna
go to sleep. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for your text. Nancy just said, hey, Santa, since legalization in Canada last year, be careful of those brownies.
That's right.
Thank you very much for that, Nancy. We've got Meghan Trainor on the way for you, and we're going to give you an opportunity to win an all-inclusive vacation for two to Memories Holguin Beach Resort in Holguin, Cuba. Okay, we're going to play Sand or Snow. You can get on standby coming up in less than 4 minutes. Just hang on.